because I hope you remember what are we talking about. Practically, we are talking about the final story of this book, which is the final book of Rum. So, you remember Rumi? First of all, he's a philosopher, professional teacher. So he knows how to teach. Then the magic happened. He will get beyond the logic stuff. And he talked about all of it. We are in the last. What is the last one about? The last point he makes towards your weaknesses. Do you remember why you're here? You're not here to understand this book. Are you? No. This is a master who is talking about the spirituality, and we are trying to get the point. He repeatedly told you that, I'm sorry, but the point I want to make is not simple, is not easy. Why? Because of you. Because I want to talk about you. And you? You think that I'm talking about the other people, especially when it comes to the negative stuff? Is always here because the problem outside you is the problem outside you. We are not talking about that, because outside you is ever changing. The problem is you. You need a big change, which you really don't like. You don't like to be changed. You don't like to be different, because you're in love with yourself. You are made with that thing in your DNA. You were born an animal, self-protecting, self-loving animal. You were born like that, right? But you are not that. Why?
Because
this talking, we are connected. The problem is the connection. The animals, they understand the connection. What is it for them? Competition. They compete with each other. Even when they are in the herd, they compete with each other. We? No. We improve each other. When I say we improve each other, think about the improvement you got. What is it? Let's call it education, Where did you get it from? You are living now. So you're getting your education from generations and generations ago, little by little. You don't remember because you cannot. You cannot even understand or even imagine, even if you are a vegetarian. The human being was born like all the monkeys, hunter-gatherers. That was what a human being was, right? We know that. How did you learn about the fire? And if there was no fire, what do you do with your time? You don't have time left because you have to eat. Always. Yeah. The steak that you take now is impossible to be eaten like that. Right? So, you cannot be that human being anymore. You have to be a civilized one. And the problem is, we cannot change you from outside. You should change yourself from inside gradually, little by little, practically, to become a different fellow. What is the difference? The animal is good for me. We should be good for we. There is a we. Do you understand that we? There is no we in animals. In animals, it is always us and them. But we have this we. Look at the connection between me and Rumi. What is it? He is dead 800 years ago, but he's close to me. Not physical part. It's interesting that we don't know, we don't even try to imagine the face of Rumi. Irrelevant. The physical existence of Rumi is irrelevant to me. We have another part, right? So, we are listening to the final story. Final story is about you, as usual. You want to do whatever you are told not to do. Call it curiosity or this or that, but that's in you. Why? Because you are in love with me and you want to. The globe is turning around for me. That was the time that, okay, the other guy was at the same condition. I was in this village, he or she was in another village. What about today? six of us are up there. Right? Means, forget about the time that everything was turning around the earth. Now we know that the earth is turning around the sun, and when the sun is a nasty, little, ugly, lonely star, which is almost young and not important, because we are in a galaxy with millions of stars. And don't think about it, because the next step is, there is so many galaxies, our galaxy is a boring one. It's a small one. It's nothing. Do you remember your grandpa? He was certain that the Earth was the center of the existence. Now we know that, oh my, all the stuff that we could understand is less than 5% of the existence. The rest we don't understand, but we understand that we don't. When I'm talking about it, you cannot say, no, it's serious, it's like that, and it regards me. Because now, seriously, I'm thinking about, why are we here? What is happening here? We are in a level of existence which didn't exist when I was born. When I was born, nobody knew that there is a book and you could read this machine and change it. My father, my grandfather, they will do this when they reproduce. But now we understand that we are going to make artificial intelligence. Yeah, why not? Because the improvement has always been here. Right at the beginning of this book, first paragraph, he said, listen, look around you. Everything is fighting everything. Does it mean that everywhere is full of war? He said, there should be war, so there is peace. Do you remember? He was thinking about sikanjabin, that a special drink, which is the mixture of honey and vinegar. And it's delicious, because it has the both of them. This is the existence. In this existence, you see the differences. Is it good or bad? Sometimes it's bad. Sometimes it's good. Because if there was no differences, there is no improvement. There is no changes. And everything is boring. We discover always something which is not boring, which is extreme here and there and there.